Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. It's your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful that each of you can join us again here on this Tuesday night, July 12th, 2022. Man, I tell you, time is flying. We're already in the seventh month of the year, and in just three more days, it'll be half of that. But welcome to our discussion tonight. The number for you to call to the podcast show is 657-383-0944. Again, that number is 657-383-0944. If you're listening to us by live stream on Facebook, feel free to call us. We'd love to have you call us. We got some great guests in tonight, some very, very strong and informative dialogue tonight. I hope you join us here. And you can post your question or comments in the Facebook thread there, and we'd be happy to integrate that into our conversation tonight. Our regular callers, we want to have you come, and hopefully our co-host, Pastor Ricky Waller, will be able to join us here. But nonetheless, we have you. You're listening to us right now, and you're live on Talk Straight with your host, Reverend Dockery. I got some great guests with me tonight. Mr. Mike Jackson, who is the national field leader with a group called Valero. He's going to be talking about some very, 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 very important information that you need to know. And it's going to be very informative, so be prepared. Get your pen and paper out there. With him is Miss Lily Flom, who is a partner with Valero and a practitioner. We're going to hear from her. She's going to share some other information with us. And right here local to Nashville, Tennessee, we are happy to have on with us Miss Olga Alexeva, who is a Tennessee partner with Valero. This dynamic duo is going to lay it down for us right here on Talk Straight. Again, feel free to give us a call here, 657-383-0944. That's the number to call. During this period of post-COVID pandemic, and its operations, there remains concern about protecting the general health of people, particularly so those who are most at risk to severe reactions to reinfection are of greatest concern. Population consists of our elderly citizens, the individuals with serious health conditions, such as hypertension and diabetes and so forth and so on. While it has been less than about 3 years of real study that we can really present, much has been learned, and some good health measures have been identified. Tonight, our experts are going to be sharing to you some great information that will provide you some sensible solutions to address your issues. Again, we have with us tonight Mr. Mike Jackson, National Field Leader, Ms. Liddy Flom, Partner and Practitioner, and Ms. Olga Alexeva, Tennessee Partner, who's going to discuss with us this technology that is sensible and usable. Now, I must say that I'm not an expert at all, but I know how to be quiet and listen. And to that end, we're going to go ahead and bring the experts and let them do the talking. And I've learned when to be quiet. And pretty soon, listen, audience, we're going to bring you in. But for the first portion of our show, we want to give them an opportunity to give out the information and the facts, and then we'll open up the phone lines in general to you to join us here. So stay here. Stay right here. 657-383-0944. That is the number to call right now into the studio. Let me share with you our first guest, Mr. Mike Jackson. Welcome, sir. Greetings and welcome to Talk Straight.
How you doing, Dr. Ruben, Dockery, and all of our listeners across the land? Good to be on your show, sir.
Yes, sir. Great to have you. Great to have you. I know that you I had an opportunity to view some of your trainings and your the information, and I'm happy to share that with our listening audience. So let's begin. If you will, give us a little background about Bolero and what you do, and then we'll go into some more details about the product and so forth and so on, and really this whole thing about how it's used. So if you will, take a few minutes to kind of introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about how you do what you do, how long you've been doing, and that sort of thing.
Sure. Well, I don't want to age myself too much, doctor, but I've been doing this for 42 years. I started my little business for $25 in grocery money, and it grew to over $3.5 billion in sales with 1,100 full-time employees. We're an American-based, U.S.-based company. And you might not know this, but we're actually down the road in Bristol, Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee. So we're kind of on that. Yeah, you betcha. And I also have a Christian retreat in Greenville, Tennessee, which serves 4,000 pastors and missionaries a year. So we're kind of natives from the area there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're down in the tri-state area.
We really are. And, you know, we have been changing the world that we live in, Doctor. You know, a lot of people try to attack this issue of COVID or the flu or whatever from the inside out. They give us shots. They give us vaccines. They put masks on. They cover us with sanitizer. All those things have a place, you know. But we attack it differently. Would you like to hear how, Doctor?
Please. Will you tell us? Share that with us, please, by all means. Tell us so I don't have to go and get no bleach and pour it all over me. Tell me how I can do this sensibly, you know.
Yeah, that bleach is good for clothes, but not good for people, right? So we protect environments. Do you know that I open up about 100,000 schoolrooms every 100 days? This technology is in state houses. It's in government buildings. Do you know that we've opened up, Dr. Ruben, over 500 churches? Do you remember the church in Tampa where the sheriff came and took the pastor right off the podium in handcuffs having church open during the shutdown? They put 19 of our technologies in their church. The sheriff came out the next day and evaluated the science of technology and said, "Pastor, you are okay. Open your doors. We're not enforcing this mandate." And the next day, Governor of Florida made churches an essential service. So we think we're making a big difference, Dr. Ruben.
Wow. Okay. Huh. Okay. I love it. Now, you know, one of the things that Olga and I were talking about is the possibility. We do know a few people, and there are a lot of elderly people afraid to go back to church, literally, you know, and masks is still a big thing, understandably. So this sounds like a powerful tool that we can use here locally. We'll hear from Olga in just a little bit there. But okay, wow, man, that is great information there. I know one of the things that as I was preparing for the show, I read in this concept of indoor versus outdoor air. Will you talk to me a little bit about that? How does that parlay to this product and what you're doing here?
That's a super good question, Dr. Rubin, because outdoors, God has already put a cleansing process in place. The sun and UV rays, when combined with moisture, creates the most powerful sanitizer that you will ever find. But here's the problem. Mm. And by the way, you've heard Dr. Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx on TV. She's worked for three presidents. She's the head of my science and medical staff, by the way. They will tell you, oh, yeah, this is a big deal. This is a worldwide big deal, Active Pure. But outdoors, the sun and the moisture instantly destroys the COVID and other colds and flus. Have you ever wondered, Dr. Rubin, why people say, hey, it's winter time. Everybody's getting sick now because it's cold out. That's absolutely untrue. The reason people get sick when it gets cold is because they go indoors. And when you go indoors, you don't have any sunshine. You don't have nature's cleansing power. So colds and bacteria and flu and viruses and mold grow like crazy indoors, making us sick.
Hmm.
That's why Dunkin' Donuts ordered 10,000 of our technology to keep their customers safe. That's why the Philadelphia school system ordered 15,000 schoolroom units to keep the kids safe and the teachers safe in schools. We need to have one of these in Dr. Rubin's office to keep him safe.
I think you're right about that. I might need two of them. No, great
point. There you go, buddy.
And it does sound like this is something that is applicable to everyday people. Is that right?
Well, it really is, you know, and I didn't finish what I was saying about indoor-outdoor. What we did, Dr. Rubin, is we replicated nature's natural cleansing power, put it into 70 different devices that you can put indoors and have nature's power indoors. We literally, you're gonna think this is unbelievable. In 60 seconds when our technology is turned on, SARS-CoV-2, that causes COVID-19 is no longer even detectable. It totally gets rid of it. So this is really powerful, and it was designed, it was designed for the being around people and dogs and cats and pets and birds and food. It was designed for people.
Interesting. Wow. Talk to me a little bit about the Active Pure and old-fashioned filters. You were speaking about that a little bit. Can you speak a little bit more? Let me just say, Ms. Jackson, a lot of times everyday people who don't study these things or not familiar with it, this is over their heads, right? And this is like speaking French or some foreign language to them. But this sounds like a very practical device that you can simply plug up, have in your home just like you do a television or a radio, and basically keep your home environment healthy. Will you talk about that a little bit, the filters and so forth and so on? Break that down to me like I'm three years old.
It's deep cleansing and sanitization at the push of a button. Designed to run 24 hours a day. Imagine the sun coming up indoors, but it's not bright. You can't see it. You can't smell it, but it's there inactivating colds and viruses and flu and mold. Now, here is the main difference, listening audience. I want everybody listening across radio land to just get this. Old-fashioned technology requires that you get the particles in the air, the particles on a surface, the germs, the bacteria, and the viruses, to jump up in the air, go through the airstream on a magic carpet, get into the HVAC system, go into a UV light or a filter, and get removed. You know how often that happens, Dr. Ruben? About 10% of the time indoors. In other words, we're filtering and purifying 10% of the air and 0% of the surfaces. Now, let's look at active pure. Active pure is the opposite, Dr. Ruben. Active pure creates the same purifying plasma that the sun makes outdoors. It's to the environment, and it finds your countertop. It finds your door handle. It finds the floor. It finds the children's desktop. Everywhere it goes indoors, it deactivates the virus, the mold, and the bacteria. It's called active versus passive. So this is a whole different strategy. And you know where it was designed and invented and brought to this earth? In outer space by NASA. That's where it was designed. We went and found the technology. Sometimes it's better to be first than best, okay? We were first, and we found this NASA technology. We perfected it. We patented it. And we've brought over $3.5 billion worth of this technology to the world, and we're just getting started, buddy. This thing is going across the world. You know, I went 12 years without a cold or a flu, and I feel for sure it's because I live in a home with Active Pure.
Nice, nice. Okay, okay. Now, I can hear somebody saying in the back of their minds, got holes in it. Give me the real deal. Now, what I'm hearing you say is that there are no tricks here. It's simply a device that is scientifically based with apparently information and instruments designed by NASA, our National Space Group. Talk to me a little bit about that, because I read somewhere that this is the type of technology they use to allow them to maintain in space as long as they do. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, you bet. You know, we all live in a spaceship. We all live on an international space station. It's called our home.
I feel like that
sometimes,
Mike.
You know, Dr. Ruben, when they burn the toast on the space station, you can't open the doors and windows to air it out, can you?
No, I can't.
So indoors in our own home, we might be in an area where it's super hot out or super cold out, and we super insulate our homes. We super insulate our businesses, and it locks the bad guys indoors. And so we have to bring nature's power. So when you say this must have some holes in it, it's almost like it's too good to be true. You know what? We're a too good to be true company. We're a too good to be true technology, and you can't argue. You can't argue with God's design on nature. If you didn't have the ingredients outdoors that we have from sunshine and moisture, the world would cease to exist in months, okay? But God made a plan in spite of billions of people and millions of cars and factories. Guess what? We're still doing pretty good on this earth in spite of all the things they say about global warming and this and that. It's still a pretty beautiful world we live in, and it's pretty powerful how it stays so clean and nice, beautiful fish in the ocean and in the sea, birds in the air, people having picnics, you know what? But when we go indoors, this is the first time in history that it's safer to be outdoors, changed the paradigm. We weren't designed to live indoors. We were designed to breathe fresh air and drink clean water and not be stuck inside our cubicles in our homes. But now we live in this world, so we have the technology. I want you to imagine two hands clasping together. One is called nature. The other is called science. We bring science and nature and bring it together, and we duplicate nature to make our indoor homes pure and safe and clean and healthy. How's that sound, Dr. Ruben?
It sounds wonderful. I mean, I was just thinking as you were saying, I believe you'll take a text there. That sounds like that'll preach right there, that might. That'll preach right there. But I was thinking about the Genesis account where it talked about God took man that he created and placed him in a fabricated environment to keep him safe. It was only he that messed it up for himself and got kicked out of there. And now it sounds like we have a chance to get back close to nature and its natural ecological effect that was designed to help and correspond the needs of man's health here. So wonderful. Great. Can we do this? Can we bring these two beautiful ladies on that are with us and hear from them? And then I got a few more questions I'd like to shoot at you. That'll be all right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Well, let me go to Ms. Flom, Lady Flom, who is a partner with Valero and a practitioner. And if Ms. Flom, introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself, and explain to us some of the aspects of it as a practitioner and your experience there.
Well, thank you for just the honor to be on this talk show with you and the honor to be on the call with Mike Jackson. So with that being said, if I can just share with you that my journey actually began in the health and wellness arena because I was given a diagnosis at the age of 26 and was told I was going to be in a wheelchair by 36. So that woke me up, sort of like, you know, SARS-CoV-2 kind of like wakes people up. Well, somehow in life we get what is called the wake-up call. And I like to say today that when there is a challenge, embrace the challenge to erase the challenge. So if you if you embrace this challenge, you can erase it. But there's an enemy in the camp. And to say, you know, it's the enemy's in the camp. So the camp was my body. But the question is, what could I do? So I had to look in the mirror, not point the finger, and say, if it's to be, it's up to me. So that's how I live my life. And I saw that everything that I do matters. And so we know that every breath I take matters. Ralph Nader said, be responsible for everything from the point of use. And he was a consumer advocate. Years ago, he said, you know, as it is, you're going to take something to eat or you're going to drink something that's the point of use, comes out of your tap, that's called the water, that's going to meet your lips, right? And you got to start looking at it from that perspective. So, long story short, I'm going to say this. I know we breathe 3 to 4,000 gallons of air every day. We drink a gallon of water every day. And we eat a fraction of that in terms of food. And yes, there's one more toxic thing that we literally wear the toxins, clothing that we wear. So our body is invaded with an enemy, so-called 24/7, in the camp. So it suppresses an immune system. So from, you know, a wellness practitioner, coach, and you know, passionate about my own well-being, I had to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing? What am I personally doing? And if I can find some solutions, I want to be the voice. I want to be giving people the options to look at it from what can they do. So I saw it like being a messenger.
Okay. That's powerful. So it sounds like I'm a husband. My wife and I are about to bring our child home from the hospital, and we don't want them to be too many germs and things of that nature. It sounds like one of these devices may be perfect to have in the child's room or near it to make sure that they come on to the purest air that they can have. Is that right, Ms. Sloan?
Well, I'm going to say absolutely. When you start looking at the environment, I think that Mr. Jackson was talking about, you know, what's on the surface. Since it is that we can only see 7% of what's in the air, but you know what? You can only see a fraction of something. So the question is, what really is going on the surface? Is it inactivated or is it just lying there waiting to be, you know, so-called taken into the right conditions. And so can I say a word about passive technology? Your HVAC system takes air in And the conditions of that HVAC is dark, warm, moist. Well, your lungs are dark, warm, moist. And so that's another condition, perfect conditions, right? So if the invader, the enemy, is in the camp and it can multiply, it is called invasive. And being invasive takes down the system. So the body has to fight a battle. How do you fight?
Okay.
Want to go uphill? You say, take the enemy out of the camp first. So how about if we look at this from being, let's call it, aggressive, but not so much like thinking about the fact that I have to go off and do the work. Plug it in. Let the machine run on 43 watts, filterless technology, chemical-free, 100% organic. Now, we're just talking about the Active Pure technology in the air purifier, but they have another product that's called Laundry Pure. So it has the same Active Pure technology in it, and you wash your clothes with cold water and no laundry detergent. That's a game changer. Go ahead.
Hold tight right there. Before we go to the bottom of the hour, I want to bring Ms. Olga in right quickly, and then we'll come back to all of you guys. That's interesting. You're trying to say my clothes dirty linen. Hold on, man. Wait a minute. I thought I was looking good. All right. Give me 1 second. Let's bring Ms. Olga in, Ms. Oleg Alexeva, who's right here in Nashville. Now, you all are talking about some great stuff. And some people may be saying, man, they're way outside. I don't know. Where am I going to find them? Well, we're blessed to have someone, Olga, right here in Nashville, Tennessee. And now I'm under pressure now, Olga. You got me under pressure now because I'm going to have to find out more about how to get this out to people. You know, you're making it rough on me, Olga. You're making it rough on me. But let me welcome her in. Just introduce us to you and tell us a little bit about what you do and your partnership with Valera. Welcome to Talk.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. My name is Olga Alexeeva, and I live in Tennessee, Nashville, for 31 years from Russia. And with COVID, And with COVID, my business was shut down, and I was introduced to this technology. I have a very health-oriented mind because I grew up in Russia. We had the mindset, pay now, play later. In America, we have motto, play now, pay later. That's totally different, totally, you know, you play now and then you pay big commission with your health or you just pay by your life. So I am all about prevention, protection, maintenance. And that has to be set in your mind that we are responsible for our own health. So for a year and a half, I'm using this technology at my home. I enjoy just drop the clothes in the washing machine, push the button, and walk away. And then all my towels, just everything is white. It's amazed myself, be honest.
Wow.
Right. And I don't take much of your time because I hope that people have questions. But if somebody would love to order something or see the catalog, you can go to my website, which is healthtodaybyolga.com. Healthtodaybyolga.com. And my phone number, if you need more information, is 615-416-2537. I would be happy to show the technology. And as a matter of fact, if somebody wants to get together in a home environment, I will bring it and you can show you and to your friends.
Is that right? Well, you know, Olga, you and me now, you're messing with me now because we're going to have to get this thing around here in Nashville now. We're going to have to try to get this word out some kind of way. We do have
but
a couple other callers.
One more thing. Guys.
Go ahead.
This is important. The company is so great in terms of bringing the special gifts to hostess. If, let's say, if somebody would like to have a free product, they can set up a home show, and I will come in Nashville, and I do the work, and based on order, the hostess can get tremendous amount of gifts, and company is providing it. So if some people say, hey, I would love to have technology, but this is not in my budget, okay, talk to me. Let's schedule the home show, and I will come. And, hey, who knows? You might just be equipped with a home protection set for everything, air, water, and laundry at no time. But we need to show that program to more people more and more every day because we can save lives. Because this technology is extend longevity.
Okay. All right. Well, let me do this. Let me go for a brief commercial break after I recognize our co-host, Pastor Ricky Waller, who is a two-time author and the minister of New Way Outreach Ministry right here in Nashville, Tennessee. I want you to, when we come back, Pastor, I want to introduce you to Mr. Mike Jackson, powerful, a man with great information. And on with us also is Ms. Liddy Flom, who you just heard from, and Olga, who's right here in Nashville. She's in our back door, so she can't go nowhere.
Okay.
We can't get to Flom.
Okay.
We can't get to Ms. Flom or Brother Jackson. But Ms. Olga, we got her right here, man. She can't go nowhere. We got her.
That's all
right.
So if you will, if you all bear with me, 657-383-0944. That is the number to call in the studio. When we come back, we're going to ask a few more questions and open up the phone lines to the general audience. 657-383-0944. We'll be right back. You listen to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Our co-host is on with us now, Pastor Ricky Waller, and our guest. We'll come back in just a moment. Bear with us, and we'll be happy to get back with you.
Hi, this is consensus candidate Reuben Dockery, your choice for Tennessee Senate 21. I could really use your help as we strive to reach over 139,000 voters in Senate District 21. Please go to www.dockery4tn.com and make a contribution today. I understand that the meaning of a sacrifice is to give in the interests of others when it may be a strain on you. But today your sacrifice will help us bring new leadership to Tennessee Senate 21. And I appreciate your sacrifice in advance and look forward to seeing you throughout the campaign cycle.
All right, and we return back to Talk Straight tonight on this July 12th, 2022. We're grateful to have in the studio with us tonight on our discussion talking about post-COVID healthcare. How can we stay healthy? How can we stay healthy? And with us is Mr. Mike Jackson, who is the national field leader for the Bolero Company or Group. And with us also is Ms. Liddy Flom, who is a partner with Bolero and a practitioner herself. We've heard some great things from her. And right here in Nashville, Tennessee, we have Ms. also a Tennessee partner, and we just learned that we can directly connect with her and get this out there. So what I'd like to do, Ms. Jackson, I'd like to come back to you if you don't mind, sir. And I, man, you got my mind spinning here, man. You got my wheels turning, Ms. Jackson. Now, what am I going to do when you leave? How am I going to be able to carry this head of mine now?
Well, I tell you what, I heard that commercial. I'm saying, man, I think I still got a Tennessee voting license. I think I need to get over there and vote.
All right. Listen, great information, and I am so grateful that you guys came to share with us tonight. You talked about earlier how this is NASA-driven and scientifically based. And really brought nature inside the house so we can keep ourselves healthy. Let me ask you this. Is it patent? Is this a patent technology? And tell us a little bit about that and you know, I know there are a lot of different things that you can go into many of the retail stores, and they have things out there, the best air you can get. You see them on commercials and what have you. Tell us about its patent and the difference in this and that other thing, those other things that we see.
So the main, thank you, doctor, the main difference is everything that you see on store shelves, whether it's online or in a brick-and-mortar store, is going to be a passive filter, something that has to get the bad guys, the particles, to get up off the floor, get up off the counter, come through the air, and get to a filter. And even if it does get to the filter or a UV light, it's got to park there for about 3 seconds, 2 inches away. That doesn't happen. Okay. You ever see these UV lights in a hospital or a store? Did you ever wonder? They don't go across the room. If they did, you'd be blinded. Okay? You have to get the particle close to that UV light. That's not how hard technology works. We create the purifying power, and we send it at the speed of popcorn smell through the house. What do I mean by that? Cook popcorn in the microwave in the kitchen. How fast do you smell it in the bedroom? Instantly.
Right away.
Instantly.
Yes, sir.
And so that's what our technology does. But let me move you somewhere for a quick second. I want you to put a word picture or go back to 2003. What do we got?
Okay.
We got SARS. Okay. What do we got in 2004?
Yes.
Avian bird flu. What do we got in 2009?
Yes.
H1N1. Ebola. Okay. Now we got monkeypox, coronavirus. This is right from the fact what you brought up earlier about the Garden of Eden. We've messed up what God created. And you're going to have more and more and more and more outbreaks, almost 7 billion, 8 billion people in the world, all crowded together, rubbing shoulders. Do you know
My
in
Lord.
A schoolroom, in a schoolroom, you got 30 children in a schoolroom breathing 720 times an hour each. That is over 20,000 breaths an hour going into that schoolroom. Is it any wonder that one kid comes to school sick and everybody goes home sick? You see, we have to have a technology that will handle all of these problems that I just talked about, plus the new ones that are going to come next year and next year and next year, because they're not going to stop coming. COVID is not over, not by a long shot. It will continue to change, but you can be safe, ladies and gentlemen, listening across radio land. You can be safe if you have Active Pure in your car, in your home, in your office, in your church, in your grocery store. Anywhere you go, you should have Active Pure. Because we treat environments and keep them healthy, Dr. Rubin.
I love it. I love it. Now, you know, I can't control what they do at the grocery store. I can't control what they do in some of these community centers or anywhere else. But the place I have all the control over is my house. In fact, Pastor Waller would tell you, one writer said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. How about that, Pastor Waller? Is that right?
Well, that's what the word said now. That's exactly what it said.
Come on, get in here, man. Any questions for our guest here tonight, Miss Flom or Miss Olga? We got Miss Olga. We know what to do for her, but she ain't going nowhere. But any questions for our guest here tonight, thus far?
Well, I just want to thank you for having them on. Number one, and I will say this because it's not a whole lot that I know concerning what I'm hearing right now, other than you got a lot of inspiration that's on the air right now. And
yes, sir.
If you just give weight to it and lend them an ear, which is basically what I'm capable of doing, and it may take some time for me to learn from it. However, there's always a starting point. But there is something that I heard, some of the negative things that actually take place, but the Word of God lines up with it. So if I stay with the Word of God, and what it says that the enemy, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So some of those things that was mentioned, it says going to be more of it, wasn't because it was a plan or order that God is the one that said, I want to steal you, I want to kill you, and I want to destroy you, because the latter part of the scripture says, he said, but I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That sounds like to me you'd be free from all of those things that, that was named. So if these things are going to continue, then how do you defend it? And I believe I'm hearing that you have the equipment, you have the knowledge, you have the wherewith to be able to do things like that. Is that what I'm hearing? Because anybody, amen, if I can say this, anybody with good sense would want to be able to say, I love to stay free from all of that, but is this really capable of doing it? You know, because we see and we hear the evidence, we hear the sound of the fear that comes along with that when things like that take place, all those different names that I refuse to name them because I know a man that's got a name that is above every name. He said he can break down any name. So those names that's doing the harm, I like to say something about the name that can prevent all those things from happening. And so it's kind of tough for a lot of people, and I'm saying that to say, do we walk around in fear because of those things, or do we find ways and means to get some of the good news that you're talking about? So I'm open to listen a little bit further so I can kind of get a feel of what it is that's got the right touch, that's got the right quality, and that it's available, and how do you get it? And I'm sure that it's got a cost to it, you know? And I'm just tuned in. So, again, I'm grateful for the information that's going out on the air.
Thank you so much. I'm sure that they'll will address that before we leave. I'd like to go to, back to Ms. Flom. She before we went on the commercial break, she was saying, she was suggesting, I thought I was sharp, man. Mike, I thought I was looking good tonight. She told me my clothes dirty, though. Talk to me how to clean my clothes there, Ms. Flom. Tell me clean my clothes up there.
Well, I have to say that I have a great privilege just to be a mom, first of all, to be a G-ma with grandsugars. And when I started taking a look at all the invasiveness, you know, from a scientific background, looking at it, you have to say, well, where are the enemies? You know, where is that lurking? And there was a study that was done in 2009, and they were doing this study to take a look at reproduction and neurological disorders in mice and so on, and respiratory issues. And what they discovered is that the quaternary ammonium, the cleaning agents that were used for cleaning these different environments, was the culprit of the so-called degradation of the health and well-being of this study. So quaternary ammonium is used in shampoos, laundry detergent, dryer sheets, baby wipes, lotions, hand sanitizers. It goes on and on. Lysol, you know, all these different kind of cleaning agents. So what we've done over the COVID, if you go to the grocery store, you'll see that the aisles that are the cleaning agents are empty. And so we contributed to the problem by putting the toxins, like Mike has said, you know, we have created sick building syndrome as a result of the oil embargo of the 70s and 80s and sealed up our homes, and we've created this toxic environment. So now we've added more things. So I'm having these calls come in to me today, and actually for the past several months, it's like people are showing up with this challenge and that challenge and this challenge, and I'm like, oh, mercy. Okay, so I said we're going to take this down to the nitty and the gritty. The clothes you're wearing are toxic because the laundry detergent and the dryer sheets you're using have quaternary ammonium. So I'm going to educate you about Laundry Pure, which is active pure technology, as God intended already, in this so-called piece of equipment. You hook your cold water up to this device on the wall. Water runs through it cold water, and then it goes into your wash machine, and you use zero laundry detergent and zero hot water. You're washing your clothes in cold water. I know for a lot of people, that's a paradigm shift. That's like paradoxical, right?
Yeah.
How do you mean that? Now, here's the good news. Guess what? You don't even have any more static in your dryer because the fabric is holding the quaternary ammonium or the residue from the detergent that creates the friction that causes the static. And you don't have to put any more, you know, dryer sheets in there. So anyway, we're talking about Active Pure. So I start there, and then I ask people about, you know, what they're doing for their air quality. Do you have any of these aerosols in your home? And we talk about how they can plug this in on 43 watts covering 2,000 square feet and cleaning air and surfaces. Come on. I'm talking about duct cleaning. There are people that have allergies. They have pets. They have to throw the pets out because they can't handle the pets anymore. I said, you know what? The pets can stay. But you know what? You've got to clean up that environment because the pets are dying alongside you. So, I'll do this for my pet then. Perfect. Do it for your pet. But you're going to gain the benefactor of having the clean air. So they then sleep. Oh, my goodness. I feel like I'm breathing silk air. Like I can't describe it, but I don't have any more of these odors in my house. I mean, my pet does leave a little bit of odor. I have real estate agents that cannot sell homes because of odors. And so all these people are like, you're helping the marketplace. You're helping people feel safe in a restaurant. You're helping people feel safe because they can go in and have an open house in terms of the real estate, you know, and that the people that live there can go back and say, you know, I don't know who went through my house, but they could be asymptomatic and they could have contaminated my house. Oh, they could have. You're right. Go ahead.
No, great. I appreciate that. We got a call on from Murfreesboro, 3369, and we want to see if he's been listening to us for a minute here. I want to give him an opportunity to pose any questions to either our national field leader here, which is Mr. Mike Jackson. I'm grateful to have him tonight and sharing with us there. And also Ms. Flom, who you just heard from, who is a partner and practitioner with Valero, and Ms. Alexiva, who is a Tennessee-based partner. So, caller, any questions or comments thus far for our panel? 3369, you got the floor. Okay, can you hear us, caller? 954-3369, you have the air. You got the floor. All right.
Is that me?
Oh, that's you. That would be you. Go right in.
Oh, I'm just listening right now.
Okay, good deal. So, Mike, if you will, talk to me a little bit about, I come from a big family and we didn't have much, and I'm so broke sometimes I can't even pay attention. Tell me how we make this practical for those who live the everyday life. And as you know, with the economy and the market and what have you, people are pitching their pennies now as much as they can. Tell me about the cost factor here. And I see the benefit. I see the benefit. That's clear. But tell me how we can, and Olga kind of hinted to this a little bit, but tell me a little bit how we can introduce this to churches, to families, to businesses in a way that's economical, if you don't mind, please.
You bet. There's many ways to own this amazing technology, and one of them, Olga talked about, is called a Healthy Home Showcase. We have built $3.5 billion in business without ever being on TV or radio or advertising. It's all word-of-mouth advertising. So let's say that one of our listeners said, you know what, we'll get a few families together here in the Nashville area, and we'll let Olga talk about the technology for about an hour, and the guests
okay.
that come have an opportunity to own the technology. The host or
wow.
hostess has an opportunity to earn the technology by hosting that event. So that's one way we do it that's really quite successful. And we also
wow.
allow people to participate, get a load of this, doctor, virtually
okay.
via Zoom. So let's say somebody wants to be a host in Nashville, and they've got a friend
okay.
in Alabama. They want to bring
yeah.
on that event. Well, that's okay. They
wow.
can come. The more guests that there are, the better. But, you know, we always make it available. We have ways for people to own this technology. We have so many ways that literally nobody gets shut out. There's a place at the table for everybody. So what I would do is, first off, I would love for callers to email Olga, and we will send you a couple of one-minute videos that will explain.
Okay.
Just click on your computer, watch the video. I'd like you to watch it, Dr. Rubin. You're an amazing,
okay.
influential man. You have a big
well,
following, you and the other pastor. You have,
thank
and I don't want to say this the wrong way, you've got a responsibility to help people
uh-oh.
Live healthy and live better. And this is one way
gotcha.
We can do it. So we have two
okay.
products that we sell, Pastor. One
okay.
is we sell healthy living technology. The other thing that
okay.
we're selling is hope. Do you know I was living in a basement, and my wife was washing her face in a cement laundry tub with our three children, driving a car
wow.
in Minnesota with no back window in Minnesota winters. I went to Bible college. I came back to Minnesota, and I had nothing. Everything I owned was in the back of a rusted-out Chevy Blazer. We had $17 left in our pocket, $17,
my
Pastor,
number.
And we used it at a Red Roof Inn so our children could get some sleep. I didn't know where we were going to get gas the next day. I didn't know where we were going to get food the next day. But I'll tell you what, God provided, and I started this
wow.
company, and we built it on seven principles, seven leadership principles. The seventh principle,
okay.
everything we do in a way that's glorifying to God. He blessed our work. He blessed our hand. And we're here, Pastor, to bless other people.
Wow. Wow. Outstanding. Outstanding. Pastor Waller, I believe you're going to preach here in a minute now. You better hold his coat. Hey, Mike, stop the preacher from preaching. You got to pull his coattail a little bit. When he gets fired up there, you got to pull his coat. No, that's powerful.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Pastor. What are
yeah.
you going to say, Pastor Waller?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was doing very well. He could have continued. He didn't have to stop, man. I was just tuned in. But, you know, I heard it. That sound to me, you know, it's what a testimony is all about. And it's giving God the glory. That makes it even better for me to be able to get something out of it. I had to hear something that belongs. Anytime a person say that they was driving a certain way in some type of weather, and then it had all those things that could have interrupted his faith, but apparently it didn't. And then he came on up to speed and said, through it all, he said, God made a way, because he didn't know how he was going to make it. You know, he just knew he needed to get his kids some rest. And so I was just waiting. You know, Isaiah 40:31 said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So while he was recognizing that their kids needed some sleep, he didn't know what they was going to eat tomorrow, how they was going to get no gas. And then the Waymaker showed up and provided.
Watch
that's
it.
What I heard him say. Okay, since that took place, I'm just going to be rejoicing with you right now, because I just discovered something, that he made a way when it seemed like it wasn't going to be no way for the family. You understand? And now he's doing something very successful, and God is his provider still. So he didn't say, okay, well, God brought me through that, but now I'm going to forget all about God. So this is what he said. He desired to help someone, and I can appreciate that. It just takes some learning, because I don't think it just that moment and it all came to where it is now. But he did get to the point now he's established, and so that's the beauty of it. And I appreciate you sharing that, because that was just like order, you know. And it blessed me to hear it. And when you find something that works for you, of course, you stay with it. That's what I think I'm hearing right now.
Right.
And now he's in business, and he wants to bless other people and show them how to go about getting some things done, and I'm inspired by it. So for the people that I've heard thus far, you know, the lady was talking about some of the things that brings forth a cleansing. You know, I thought that was beautiful as well. But I'm going to scripture, though, when it says, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. So I'm right there with the sister when she was talking about some things that had to do with the cleansing, man. I think that, you know, it must be a lot of filth. I understand that. I mean, I must have been just overloaded with filth, and it seemed like I'm still, you know, dealing with some of it now. So it must be room for some more cleansing from what I hear.
And how
to go about getting it is that this must be very equipped to have the utensils, I would say, the quality of things that can make it vanish, make it disappear, like you blotted out. Is that what I mean? That all that filth that remains, you know? Man, I think it's very interesting for the people that I've heard thus far. Again, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Pastor Doctor, because, yes, I have gotten excited for them because of what they're reaching out to share with others, and they're not keeping it to themselves, and that's what's so so awesome about what I'm hearing. And, yeah, I would love to be able to get a taste of something that's pure like that, that gives you a greater perspective on how good God really is, and that's where I'm at. So I'm going to continue to listen.
I'm going to strike a deal with you right down there on live radio. Strike a deal with you right now.
Yeah.
You and me, we're going to hook up with Olga, and we're going to organize one of these presentations. That's what we're going to do. All right, you and me, we're going to hook up with Olga, and we're going to drop it like it's hot. Olga, how about that? Is that all right, Olga?
Yes. Do you
All right.
All right.
I would like to
give my email if people have a question.
Okay.
And
yes,
it is helptodaybyolga@gmail.com. It's the same like my website where people can look through. And my phone number again is 615-416-2537. I would be happy to answer questions and help as much as I can.
All right. Now, I haven't said this, but I have an independent insurance agency, and we don't just sell insurance to make money. We do make money, but we don't sell insurance just to make money. Our mantra is family protection specialist. And I shared this with Olga already, but Pastor Waller knows this, that we have a number of things that we're trying to do outside of even running for public office to bring things to bear. But Olga, it's Olga's fault, you all. She is the one that invited me to hear more about Valera and to hear from Mike and from Lenny. Thank you, Olga. And what we will do is take advantage of this opportunity. Mike put me on the cross. Now I got to come down. Help me come down, Mike. You got me on the cross now. Help me come down, brother. Help me come down. And what we want to do is to commit ourselves to working with Olga to do on scale. To do some presentation. I can see this being beneficial to loved ones who are in nursing homes and they can't see their family out of fear of COVID resurgence. See young children who have major issues with their respiratory systems and things of that nature, and they're being concerned, and young babies coming home and so forth and so on, as I alluded to earlier. I can see this has been an excellent opportunity to empower family members and parents to do like Mike said. He said he's selling two things. I heard him say, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike. I heard you say you're selling healthy living technology and hope. Did I get that wrong, Mike?
Yeah, when you got hope in your pocket, everything else is better. When I got hope in my pocket when I was 24 years old, I was a better bus driver. I was a better dad. I was a better husband because hope says it's not going to be this way forever. I got light at the end of the tunnel. My future is better, and that's what we bring to people. You know what? Everybody you know that does really, really well from a financial standpoint has some kind of a business or some kind of a plan B. Working for the man doesn't do it. And so we're trying to help people to break free. Break free. That's what we do, sir.
Watch out, Mike. Watch out, Mike. Watch out, Mike. Well, you listen, you're throwing haymakers tonight, Mike. I'm telling you. No, I love it. I love it. I love it. If you will, just stay right there. Oh, do you have a question, Josh?
Yeah.
Caller? Okay, go ahead. If you have a question for our host, for our guest, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll come back a little bit with my question. Go ahead.
How do y'all actually make the little things to stick? How do y'all actually make them?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the question is, but we have 1.5 million square feet of manufacturing space. These technologies are made right up the road from you in Bristol, Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee. And we have technologies that are as small as a necklace that goes around your neck.
How are they actually made? Like, what equipment and a manufacturing it do they cost, and how are they made?
All right, give
that's a question that would not be best on the air because it's a long subject. But why don't you send your email to Olga? She'll send you a couple of videos and some information so you can get all the information, what the technology is, how it's made, what it does, what it costs, how you can own it, and all that good stuff.
Okay.
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 Thank you for calling.
Thank you for posing that question. 657-383-0944. That is the number. Call Facebook. I see you there. Give us a call. Post your questions here, and we'll be happy to share them with you. Let me ask one question from Facebook, and it was asking, and I think you've answered this already essentially, Mike, but it was asking exactly how does it work in the home. If you don't mind, and for the benefit of those that may have joined us later on, will you reiterate that for us? How exactly does it work inside the home?
It's a freestanding device that plugs in. It uses a special patented cell that creates the active pure. It's about the size of a bread box, a little toaster type size, and it covers 2,000 square feet. So in a 2,000 square foot home, one unit gives coverage in a typical home, sir.
Okay, it don't take much room then. Doesn't take much room then.
Not at all.
Okay,
Okay.
Another question that was asked, do you need more than one, or will one do it for the household?
So if you had a house that was 4,000 square feet, you would need two. If you have a house that has 2,000 square feet, you need one. So, you know, and we have various types of equipment and various types of sizes, Pastor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I guess when we connect with Olga, she'll give us that more detailed information. We'll be able to get the actual presentation. So, Pastor, what kind of questions do you have relative to us being able to get this out to a larger number of people and bringing them to some place where we can share this with them? Do you have any questions, Pastor Waller, for Olga or the rest of the panel?
Well, actually, I just need to just listen a little bit more. And, again, it's just something that I have to, you know, be like, you know, when a baby is desiring the sincere milk of the word, so the sincere milk of the conversation, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, so I can grow thereby. You know, in other words, you give me too much of it right now, I ain't gonna be able to have it. So it just sounds so much as if, like, I can believe it's going to take place in, like, in a moment. You know, because the word says in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, that's how fast change can take place. And it seemed like they got something to offer that could better you know, people's lives in many areas. And so that, to me, you know, he's bouncing off information to share with Ms. Olga, and then he's saying that he can make sure that he gets some information to the individuals. Now, my question is very, very plain. And it's like, how much of a guarantee is these things that's being offered? How effective is it? Is it a guarantee? Because this is what I like. When I think about cleaning up something, I had to first start with myself, because I was filthy. You know, I was dealing with the lifestyle, and I was dealing with it in such a way I was just loaded with filth. And that's where the cleansing came in, you know, when God just on purpose, and I say on purpose, just took my life and blotted out all my sins because I was filthy with that. Now, where am I going at with this, you may ask? Where I'm going, I have a community that I love, and it needs to be cleaned up. How is it something so effective that can clean up something that vicious? I mean, it's wicked. It's a lot of things going on. So that's the lane that I'm in. And and I'm hearing positive things from everyone that's talking, but I'm looking for a guarantee. Someone may say, well, nothing to guarantee. Well, yes, I got to have a guarantee. I got to have a guarantee. I know it's going to work with a guarantee. So in other words, Pastor, I'm going to say this, I'm going to turn it back over.
Okay.
The flip side is the guarantee. If a person followed the instruction, it's going to work. It's not no, you know, 99% of the time it's going to work every time. Is this what we're talking about tonight, that effective?
Okay.
That it could be
so active
a guarantee.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to walk over you. Go ahead, sir.
No, sir, I was actually coming to you, but Mike, stay right there for a second. I had the pleasure of being in Olga's presence recently, and one of these devices were working. And I'll tell you what, I have issues with allergies for years. And I told my wife when we got back home, I said, listen, I can tell the difference, Mike, I can tell the difference in my breathing pattern, right, in my sinuses, just for that short time we were with Olga versus when I got back home to my own home. Now, somebody might say that's anecdotal in nature, Dockery. But it was interesting, and it was enough for me to say, huh, there's something that we can really look at here. So let me turn the floor over to the expert. Mike, talk to me about that a little bit.
So you've heard it said, follow the science. We don't get our technology tested down the street at Joe's Laboratory for $500 and get them to say anything we want. We spent $2 million on one device at FDA-approved and certified laboratories where we showed that in 60 seconds, once this device is turned on, there is no SARS-CoV-2 in the air or on surfaces after 60 seconds in the air and 7 hours on surfaces. Surfaces take longer because they're porous, and it takes time for the active pure to get down into the surfaces. But after you run this technology for about a day in your home, you can have a scientific FDA-approved message that your environment is clean. That's why you leave it run 24/7. And yes, sir, Pastor, it is guaranteed. Now you got to use it right. You got to turn it on. You can't let turn it off. And it takes about as much electricity as running a 40-watt light bulb. So it's very inexpensive. There's no filters to change every month because it's filterless technology. But pastors, it's been my pleasure. I had scheduled an hour for our show. I've got another Zoom I have to do. So I want to thank you guys for allowing me to come on the air. We don't take that lightly. It's a big deal for us to be in your presence, and we thank you for letting me come on the air with my co-host there. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, sir, and we're not going to hold the other ladies very much longer here. But thanks again for joining us.
Have a great night, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to wrap up here a little bit with this conversation. You've been listening to Talk Straight. Our topic, post-COVID self-care, how can we stay healthy? And I don't want to wear on the patience of these lovely ladies who were kind enough to join us tonight. So let me do this. Let me give them an opportunity to give some final thought here. And you're welcome to stay as long as you like. But I wanted to make – I know everybody is busy and got things to do, and I'm so grateful for you guys to come. Olga, I'm going to save you for last because, you know, I'm a little selfish, and I like to say – don't take this the wrong way, Liddy, the best for last. But she's right here at home, and me and Pastor Waller, we got her right where we need her. We got her right where we need her. So, Liddy, if you will, tell us a little bit more, some relevant things. We're grateful for you setting up. Having Mr. Jackson to come, the national field leader for Valero. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the company and that sort of thing, and then we'll let that parlay into Olga telling us how to locally get in touch here.
Okay. Well, I would like to maybe possibly just expand on what Mike was talking about in terms of the studies and the testing and, you know, taking a look at from the difficult pathogens to the easy pathogens that's called enveloped and unenveloped pathogens. So they've taken a look at MRSA, E. coli, Staphylococcus, Aspergillus niger. I mean, we're talking about mold. We're talking about mildew, fungus, bacteria, pathogens of all sorts, viruses. So when they push this into a third-party testing labs, not in-house at labs. This is third-party, unbiased laboratory. They got what is called an FDA clearance as a Class II medical device classification. That's huge. So that was actually all this technology was tested in the military standard biosafety laboratories where they do BSL level, biosafety level, 3 and 4, or even the people that are testing do not even work an 8-hour shift. So we're talking about technology here that they're testing, you know, the anthrax kind of conversations. So if you're looking at it from wanting to see the science, Olga can send you a link and you can take a look at the white papers, the videos, the science behind it. I'm kind of that science person. Show me the science and then I'll process. So for me, that's what I want to bring to my clientele. So with that being said, that's one of the things. Then it was also, this technology is Hall of Famed in the space program back in 2017. So they are NASA Hall of Famed. Actually, it was from NASA, their space program called TCO, and it's advanced.
Okay.
Active Pure Technology is advanced TCO technology. What does that mean?
Huh?
Well, when they got that technology, they sent it to the engineers, they designed it, and then went back to them and shared with them what they did after from 2009 to 2017, and they said, you advanced that. So that means that they are one of the top 7 technologies to advance humanity. This company, this technology is no small joke. This is the real deal, and I'm appreciating your, you know, real talk show. So,
thank you. If I could, I would keep you for myself, but I can't do that. So I better just be grateful for the little bit of time we got.
You're welcome.
So before you leave there, did you have a question for a pastor? I'm sorry. Did you have a question for a pastor?
Oh, no. No, I just want to thank her for showing up and being a part of and thank her for being able to, you know, reveal some of the things that's required. And the things that she's just sharing this to be offered, the quality of what she's talking about, you know, it means a lot to know that that's basically what it is. It has to be the power of the quality that she's speaking on is beneficial because that's what we need. It don't have to be a whole lot of something, but whatever it is, it's got the quality that, it works. And
absolutely.
So just want to thank her for
may I add a testimonial? I know that
every home,
there's been some recent studies where they've been looking at the mold issue, that every home has mold, like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment buildings, nursing homes, hospitals, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Buildings have mold. That's because of the whole HVAC. So I love the fact that you're like, yes, in that, because that's how it is. So may I share a thought? So we had rain. My father had rain 2 years ago already. To the point of 20 inches in a week's time. And it seeped into the basement. And he was 93, and he didn't even know anything was going on because he couldn't smell. So some of the siblings came home, and they said, Dad, this house smells like, and he said, oh. So they went and followed the nose and found it in the lower level. So he called me, and he said, well, you know what? How do you think I should handle this mold? I said, don't touch it. I want to say this on the air. Black mold is lethal. You touch it, it acts like a skunk, and it gives off a spray. And that's called submicrobials. That's called these micro spores. And they're microscopic. And that is called toxic to your lungs. One spore can be taking that health down. I said, Dad, do not touch it. I'm going to send the machine home. You're going to turn that on. And we put the dehumidifier in that space, closed it off, and we ran this technology. Now, Service Master came out. They ran the test. It was 2,850 ppm, parts per million, 48 hours later. 149 ppm, 48 hours. All I'm going to say is what happened is that it destroyed the biofilm on the so-called invader enemy. So it went like a balloon. Let's call it like that's a pathogen. It has a membrane. Mm-hmm. And it inactivates the biofilm. So it takes a molecule off the biofilm. So basically pops that balloon, so it goes from a living organism to dead to being nullified. And he said, Liddy, it looks like it went from black to gray. And I said, and now it's okay to wipe away. So remember, living pathogens are invasive and could be taking health down. Now, my father is going to be 95. Living alone in his home. He rides two horses every day. He is very active. And but at the same time, you know, something like that can be damaging. So I just wanted to share that education because I believe in education.
That is a powerful story. I was going to ask you as a mother about this use, but you can't even bet. That was even stronger. That was a very powerful. For sure, there are a lot of people who, unbeknownst to them, are inhaling mold and things of that and all sorts of impurities and what have you. So, and that was one of the first things that Olga was talking to me about when we first met. And I'm glad that you guys, and you know, expound on that tonight there. Wow. Excellent. Well, Olga, I haven't forgot you, Olga, but I'm going to allow Liddy to stack us up here before she parts with her, because the Temptation had a song, and the words went something like this: I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I got your bag, I understand. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we turn the floor over to Ms. Olga here?
I really invite all of you to reach out to Olga and, you know, to the two of you as well. And you know that we're here to be the extension of really, truly the love. And when you feel great, you actually become the expression of love. And when you don't feel great, it's sort of like it's hard every day to make life happen. And so I like to say this: do the minimum. to get the maximum. Make a phone call,
okay,
get educated, and then plug in this technology, and you know what? Fuel your body to get the maximum amount of purpose that you're called for, to be here to serve humanity and be the contribution to the solution, not the problem. And that means leave a living legacy, not just a legacy, because just doing nothing leaves a legacy. But we have to step in to leaving a living legacy.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
How about that?
Thank you.
All right.
Wow. All right. We appreciate that. Well, Liddy Flom, who is a partner and practitioner with the Valera Group here. And you heard earlier from the national field leader, Mr. Mike Jackson. And we're honored to turn the floor over now to none other than our local rep right here, Tennessee, right here in Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm making a commitment tonight, Pastor Wallace, that through the insurance agency, what we're going to do is we're going to schedule a gathering where Olga can take the floor and do her thing. And we're going to see how many people we can educate right here locally with that. And I'd like to invite you to join me and partner with me in that regard there. Olga?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Yes,
some
I'm
you
here.
Have to present to, others you introduce, but she deserves, she needs no great introduction. One and the only, the astounding Miss Olga. Now, Olga has other things. She has an art gallery.
Thank
Feel
you.
Free to slide
Thank
it in here, Olga.
Yes.
Don't be shy. Talk to us then. All right, go ahead.
All right, so I was listening. First of all, thank you so much, guys, for making that happen. And I think it's hopefully for people who's listening, it might change their life to the better. I was thinking while everybody were talking about this is actually education. And I would be happy to come to any gathering, would be church, would be any fitness organization, any moms, any group, any social group, any community group. I would come and explain because people not aware. People might get a headache, can have a fatigue, and they go to doctor, get a medicine. But look to the source of problem, and it could be 90% is mold. 90% is mold. It's gradually erase it, kind of making erosion in your inner parts. And no matter what you do, it's going to keep on breaking the pieces. So every house has to have some sort of air protection. And this technology is only one that it actually works, because it's not collecting the life matter, it's producing the dead matter. What would you prefer? Seriously. And another thought, what you prefer, to have a filter or become a filter? Because your lungs is filtering that air you breathe. And it shortens the lifespan. It shortens your life. It makes making the quality of life less. So I would love to do presentations, just educational seminars of any sort, any length. So my email is healthtodaybyolga@gmail.com. My phone number is 615-416-2537. Call me, text me. Let's arrange something life-changing education, and then let people decide what they want to do.
Okay. Well, Olga, get ready. I'm going to send out a promo from my insurance agency to encourage families and communities to come and join us to hear this, just to hear about it. So I'll be in touch with you. I'll be in touch with you in regards to that. Wow. Anything else before we let you ladies go? Thank you all so much for joining us in this topic, post-COVID self-care. How can we stay healthy? I think they for us tonight in the last about an hour and a half or so. Anything else, Olga, before we prepare to transition?
I wish everybody health and wisdom,
yes,
because money,
okay,
is not as important if you cannot enjoy it.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. That's it.
Olga, great. You mean Tim and Ink? Put the money in the hearse with me and drive it to the graveyard with me. Ain't going to do me no good down there.
Yeah, you know what? Somebody said, hey, I give you $1 million and you're in the bed, cannot even get up. What's the matter? What's the worst?
Wow.
Money is,
wow,
it's just a paper. So, you know, people working all their life and they, at the end of the marathon, when they neglect their health, they just drop dead. And who cares about wealthy funerals? You know what I mean? I don't care about a great funeral. You know, I'd like to have a great life.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
let me allow
my co-host to respond to you guys and thank you again before we let you go tonight. I know you guys have been wonderful, and I greatly appreciate you taking the time to be with Pastor Waller. You want to say something to him before they leave here?
Well, I just want to encourage them to let them know how grateful and thankful that we are. And also to acknowledge the power of what she just said about the money thing. You know, it's just a small piece of paper that carries a lot of weight. And that's the thing about it. Somebody might be foolish enough to say, I'd rather have the money and still stay unhealthy. But I'm just thankful for, the making that known, because it will not do you any good if you're not able to enjoy it. So it's something about that I want you to know is very much, it's because a lot of people chasing money today. And I talked earlier about it, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to turn back over to Pastor Doctor. For the love of money, it's caused people to apply a lot of things that brings forth evil and harm. So, to do something healthy, that's outstanding. And it doesn't mean money. It just means your health. You know, enjoy the money.
Right.
So it made a lot of sense. All right. I yield back to you on that note, Pastor Doctor. Thank you for those.
Yeah. Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Yeah,
yes,
to share with us.
Yes, go ahead,
yeah,
Josh, right quickly. We don't want to hold the lady too long. Right quickly, Josh, you want to respond to your Ms. Flom and Ms. Alexia. Go ahead, Josh.
I would just like to say to the pretty lady that was beautiful thing, and I hope that I soon will get one too.
Great.
Right. Okay.
Good news.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Awesome.
Okay. Huh.
Awesome. Well said, brother Josh.
Okay, you hear that, Ms. Olga? We're going to have to see if we can get one to Josh then. All right. That
sounds
like
right.
A
right.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
thank you. Good evening.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you all again
for
joining us tonight. You've been on with Talk Straight, and we've had Ms. Olga Alexiba as well as Ms. Liddy Flom, who is a partner with Volera, and a practitioner. Ms. Olga Alexiba is a partner with Volera and our local hands-on person right here in Nashville, Tennessee. We want to thank both of them for joining us tonight. And what we're going to do is transition the rest of our show out of here. Her number to call is 615-416-2537. And you can email her at healthytodaybyolga, that's O-L-G-A, gmail.com. All right? And she has a website, healthtodaybyolga, O-L-G-A.com. All right. With that being said, we're going to get Tremaine Hawkins said that a change is going to come.
Uh-huh.
I believe that, Pastor. I believe that. I believe
that's good.
That somebody will make a difference for themselves or somebody else. Change has got to come. It's got to come. So with that, we'll leave tonight, and we'll be back on next Tuesday for another episode of Talk Straight. On behalf of our co-host and our caller here out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, our regular caller, Brother Josh Horton, we thank you and we appreciate our guest that was on for tonight. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.